The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it won't be long before we have EV batteries that'll give us maybe 800 kilometres of range and will go from 10% to 80% in just a few minutes, which is a time equivalent to putting a few gallons of diesel or petrol in the tank. But are there even better technologies on the way than the current technology that is used? Well, I'm joined by Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, I want to talk about batteries, but first of all, RFK Jr. Yeah. and mRNA.
Consternation is the word I would use.
What's he done? Yeah,
so, but he's cut $500 million worth of funding into RNA vaccines. Now it's causing massive unease in America because the RNA technology is well proven. It's safe. He's making claims that aren't backed by any data. That's the thing that's disturbing people. He's saying that they weren't safe and that they didn't protect people. That's not true because the data suggests that they were very effective and safe. You know, there's obviously some side effects like most things, but this cut in funding is causing a lot of upset in America.
And this mRNA technology, I mean, this is not just used for flu and COVID. It's got many, many applications.
Well, he's not cut the funding for cancer, we don't think, because it can work as a cancer vaccine as well. The second thing, Pat, Europe is still funding this stuff. So it's not just America that we need to concern ourselves with. The Europeans have said keep
America
going.
But America then fall farther behind.
Well, this is the issue. And then it's a shame because they're ahead of the world on this anyway. And remember, Pat, I got the Nobel Prize for Medicine was given for this technology. Did the Nobel Prize Committee get it wrong?
RFK,
I don't think
knows
so.
Better.
I don't think so. You know, so it's a very disturbing time in America.
Very disturbing time. Anyway, consternation everywhere on account of the buffoon that has become the Secretary of Health. Now, let's talk about the battery technologies. And it's not really about that. It's about a use of AI.
Yes, this is a good example, Pat, in my opinion, of AI being deployed massively. Now, you know, in many labs, including my own, we're into AI. It'll speed up discovery is the idea. And there's a paper just come out on trying to make new materials for batteries. Now, as you've said, it's a very hot area. Every company in this business wants to make better batteries, last longer, as you just said. But secondly, to store more, you know. And the trick would be, if you could make imagine if we made a battery in Ireland, Pat, that would store 6 months of the year for our energy needs. Wouldn't
so
it be wonderful from renewables?
Massive battery. Somewhere off the coast where the offshore wind is generating electricity straight into the battery for use later.
Later, exactly. Potentially for months and months and months on end. And the one limit at the moment is battery storage. So this paper has just come out claiming that they've discovered new materials that could provide massive storage that could go on for months and months and months. And they used AI. Again, that's the key enabling technology. They could search thousands and thousands of options for the best kind of battery material and then came across a material that could support magnesium actually and zinc. It's all about replacing lithium, as you know. Lithium is
it's not
the most efficient. And as you know, if it is a chemist and it's only got one ion, if you've two or three charges are more effective than one, lithium only has one. And they need some material to put these metals into. And they're claiming now they've discovered these new materials to stick two or three charge-based molecules.
I mean, the basic technology of a battery, I presume, is still as it ever was, an anode and a cathode and electrons moving in between.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and if you use magnesium or calcium, these other ions, you get much more effective manufacturing of the battery. But the trouble has been putting them in the right material to allow that to happen. And they're claiming they've discovered this semi-porous material, they're calling it, which allows these ions to flux, I suppose, and then that makes them much
more
efficient.
I'm trying to remember what we did as children. There was a children's encyclopedia, Arthur Mee's Encyclopedia for Children. I think we were encouraged to make a battery using sugar as an electrolyte and two metals then to try and get a little bulb to light.
That's right. Anything can be used, really. Yeah. You know? But we're talking about huge scale here. But if you could make a massive battery that would have this semi-porous material with these two or three charges running as opposed to one, you get a lot more bang for your bucks, is the idea, and the storage capacity goes up massively. So it's causing a bit of excitement because the holy grail is to make these batteries
so
that
currently,
can store more.
Before the AI technology became available, currently, how are they going about that search?
Well, again, they were used. It was hard graft. They were kind of screening different molecules. It was taking time. You know, there were advances happening all the time, of course, anyway. But now using AI, they could interrogate a big database of potential materials and then look for the best one based on certain criteria. A human would take forever to sift through all the options, you know. But whereas the AI machine learning approach can sift through thousands of options really quickly, you know.
And these, what are they, crystalline materials?
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever. So do you have to then manufacture them to the recipe suggested by AI and then test them?
Well, that was the other part, because you got to watch the hype, haven't you, Fallon, this as well. They claim that these are they can be made quite easily, these porous materials, and they're testing them as we speak, you know. So obviously they're heading towards a product here, they would hope, that would have this huge efficiency.
So the question is where we lie in terms of the battery technologies at the moment. You know, people are reluctant. I won't buy an electric car because next year they'll be bigger, better, faster, longer.
Yeah, that's a possibility, I suppose, isn't it? Yeah. They've come up with, actually, what they've found is five new materials. Now, one of those might be better than the others, for instance. So there's no doubt that they're going to keep going in this direction. And if they make a battery that can, as you were saying earlier, can you imagine a battery that would charge instantaneously, hold its charge for days on end? Yeah. That's where this is headed.
Yeah, yeah, and you hear about solid-state batteries.
Yeah,
Now, what are they?
Yeah, the solid-state battery apparently is much more effective if you can make it solid-state as opposed to liquid. It can store more, is the real trick here, because it's all about storage in the end. And as you correctly said, can you imagine as a wind-powered system, stick the charge into the battery, store it for 6 months and release it gradually. Those are the things that you want these batteries to do. And apparently solid-state is a much more effective way to do it, but it's been problematic making them, I think.
And of course, we want to make them cheap as chips. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's the next thing, to make sure the cost is effective, yeah.
Very good. Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.